I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In the middle of Deca Smash right now. Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, Maitland, Tommy behind the glass. How many songs left, Steve?
Six songs. Septo Smash.
Sexo. Sexo, man.
Sexo Smash. My apologies. Do you want it from the beginning? Normally, I just kind of
like
jump ahead.
Okay. Yeah, let's do the beginning.
From the beginning, so you get a brand new hearing of it. Sexo Smash.
Sexo
Smash.
Oh, I got two of them.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, now okay. I got three of them.
Now, the theme wasn't what I thought it is, but I was on the right track. Matt in New York. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, how's the miner's lung?
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
What is the artist and title that you know?
I think I heard Whitney Houston.
And the name of the song?
To be honest with you, I don't remember the name of the song.
And unfortunately, that is one of the requirements.
To clear the lines like your throat.
Yeah.
This is
that.
Chris in Pennsylvania. Hi, Chris. 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 Goodbye.
Good talking to you.
For the record, the previous guy, Matt, had waited 18 minutes.
Oh, no.
And heard everybody else identify the artist in the title. Todd in Lansing, listening on 94.9 MMQ. Hi, Todd.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very good. Can you give us an artist and a title?
Well, I've been waiting 18 minutes, too.
You
but
have
I've
been.
Got. Yeah, yeah. Prince Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you're damn
that's
right.
That's the way you capitalize
See,
on wait
time.
That's
how you do it.
One, two, three, four.
What is going on?
No, this is a different version.
Is this like a Clubman's intro?
No wonder I was confused hearing this. I didn't know what this song was right here. I don't know. Yeah. It sounds like probably a club mix of some sort. Or
is someone belly dancing with him?
Or maybe the full album version
maybe.
Sounded like this. I don't know. No wonder this was confusing. Like, where are these castanets coming from?
Nope.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is so weird.
Gonna go into bat dance or something? What is happening?
I just want to see where this goes.
Yeah,
now.
Me too.
There we go.
There it is.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get pissed that someone is so much cooler than you'll ever be.
Yeah.
Well, now I've reached the stage of acceptance, but yes, absolutely.
I don't know if it ever made me mad, but it was humbling
Yeah.
Like when you meet certain people like that. I didn't meet Prince, but when we met Lenny Kravitz for 30 seconds once a million years ago, I mean, we barely had an interaction, but as soon as he walked in the room, it's just genuine cool. Like some people
charisma.
Some people put on the costume and the sunglasses and the wild hats or whatever, but it's like, you know, they're trying.
And then they
he's
look like
wearing
a,
all that
a jerk.
Stuff and he's just him. And yeah,
I mean, he wore
Prince
a blanket as a scarf.
That could have been you too. Like you both started out as little babies with the same road in front of you.
But
you
somehow it just didn't translate. It didn't work out the same way, man.
No. You're not buying it, free beer.
Well, no. I mean, that's like saying I could have been Shaquille O'Neal or any other person that was a giant who played basketball or Tom Brady. There were limitations built into my genetics that weren't taking me to the level of Lenny Kravitz, Prince, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or any of that.
Disagree. Could have been you, man.
Could have been me.
Could have been you.
It could have been.
All right. Then there were five.
Penta Smash.
Don't remember.
The eyes started darting. I'm like, he needs help on this one.
Five-y Smash.
What a weird combo. Not a good mashup, Gregory Brothers. Kelso in Nashville. Hi, Kelso.
How you doing, bud?
Hey, good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing good. I thought I heard Cake Never There.
That is not there.
Nope.
No.
It is right, never there.
Let's see. Mike in Buffalo. 92.9 BUF. Hi, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. Mike in New Jersey. Wrong one. Mike in New Jersey. Hi, Mike. Hour.
Morning. I thought I heard something, but I didn't hear it anymore, so I'll try Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly.
You did hear that.
You heard that one.
Can't hear this without thinking of Joe's Piggy Flu.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallants. I love you, Peggy Sue.
I can't listen to this song without thinking of the episode of Quantum Leap. It was the first episode I ever saw of Quantum Leap, and the entire episode, you think it's going in one way, and in the background, there's always this side character, like this tertiary character that's always strumming guitar on a pig farm.
Yeah.
And he starts singing, and then at the very end of the episode, he's singing this song, basically, but he's going, Piggy Suey, and he goes, oh my God, hey, buddy. Why don't you change that to Peggy Sue?
And that was
the whole episode. Was that he was? Because you think he's meant to like get this widowed pig farmer woman like a man or something like that. The whole thing is about her. And then right at the end, it was a great little twist.
That was a great show.
I loved that show.
Then there were four. Quad Smash. This is how it started. Back in the day, we started with four. Now we start with 12.
Ten.
We're going to start with 12 next time.
We have started with 12.
All right.
I know.
I'm going to jump in a little bit.
Okay. Virginia and Buffalo. I bet you can get one of those.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Someone already took Raspberry Beret, but did I hear Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You?
Yeah, you did. Well done, Virginia.
Damn right. Should I think I know the theme. I think I got it.
Yep.
Pretty early on.
I would only be in your way.
We're going to listen the whole thing, right?
No. Yeah.
So
have you seen the Whitney Houston Challenge?
No,
I
don't
really
know
like
is.
It. You know what? Because this song has a really long build up, and then there's the. But the drum hit. So there's a challenge where people have a drum in front of them and they play the intro to it, and you have to try and hit it right when it hits in the actual song.
Yeah, timing it out.
Yeah.
It's really hard to time.
I'd hit it right now.
We'll
think if we all closed our eyes and then tried to smack our hand on the counter at the drum spot, any of us would get it right?
One of us might.
We might luck out. I watched people try it like six times, and I never got it right. No. And I was watching it over and over, and I couldn't get the timing right.
How far is it?
I can jump ahead to it.
Even that's kind of cheating.
Memories. All right, let's jump ahead to here.
I was close.
I don't know what I was waiting for.
I was a half a beat off there.
You were.
Yeah, sometimes I'm
real beat off.
I wasn't a full beat off, which I often am. I was only half a beat off there.
I don't mind when somebody's a beat off.
Yeah.
No.
No. Sometimes it can add some real spice to things.
Happens to the best of us.
But then there are three.
Try smash.
A lot going on there, even though there's only three. Roy and Kokomo.
How's it going?
Good, bud.
What do you got?
Hey, how about Fiona Apple, Criminal?
No.
No, she's still alive.
Yeah, she ain't dead.
Daniel and Wilkes-Barre.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning. Macy Gray, I try.
New.
Nope.
She ain't dead either.
Steve in Wichita Falls, Texas, listening on The Buzz. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. It's a stretch, but did I hear a man in the mirror, Michael Jackson?
Tis no stretch.
I had no stretch at all. Damn right you do.
Great song. I don't know if I should feel bad about listening to his music, though, either.
Would I make a change?
A little torn.
For once in my life.
Feel not bad at all. Got some great songs.
It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar bone, my favorite winter cold.
It's hard to breathe that way. That's an impressive skill.
I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top.
Listening. Imagine if you knew a guy like that that made that noise when he was eating.
I do. They're all my children.
Every time he breathed.
Tommy makes those weird. Tommy's got Michael Jackson noises
Tommy's
in the morning.
Hiccups could
the first
be,
hour. Yeah. Steve is really on Tommy to go to a doctor.
Yeah, that does seem like something medical. Mm-hmm. Like something's going wrong.
Mate, you all right?
That's Tommy sneeze. It's true, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Every morning I get these weird little hiccup sounds, and I've been trying to. Steve's trying to record them for a long time.
Yeah,
and every morning I do them.
They're not little.
They're not little.
No,
no.
You need to go to a gastroenterologist.
Why do you think all of us are shocked so much?
Yeah, you got a like a upper GI tract.
It only hurts after like third one.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So it hurts too.
Yeah, like a chest feels like it's gonna fall apart.
Pain is always a signal to you that you should ignore it and never see a doctor.
Daily hiccups that make your chest hurt.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, it's
all right. Bye, smash.
Bye, smash.
Bye, smash.
Okay.
I'm confused. Zan in Evansville. Hi, Zan.
Morning.
You got one?
I believe I do. Nirvana heart-shaped box.
That is correct. Now there's
Sweet.
One remaining. That's nice.
Sweet.
Very nice. You think anyone could get that other one?
I don't know because I haven't even heard it yet.
Okay. Will you play the one?
I will play from the top. The one song remaining.
Uno Smash. Still can't get it.
I think you'll know the hook.
Eric in Columbia, Tennessee, do you know it?
He took mine from Nirvana.
Okay.
Hard to pay off.
Yeah. Andrew in Green Bay. Hello, Andrew. He's gone. Lance in Nashville?
I was waiting for Man in the Mirror, but never called in before. Glad I got through.
Thank you, Lance.
Love you guys.
Appreciate you,
man. Love you back.
Okay, Steve, what is this?
Selena.
Oh.
I Can Fall in Love.
Yeah, I could have had the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. The only person who would have had even a chance is Kelly on that one, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.